Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 9th of November 1972. The title is The Connection of the Stars of Knowledge with the Sun of Knowledge and the Moon of Knowledge. That is, the connection of the stars of knowledge with the Sun of Knowledge and the Moon of Knowledge. Do you constantly consider yourselves to be clear divine stars? The divine stars who are the embodiment of remembrance? The elevated fortune of the present time is of being the stars of Bap Dada's eyes. The fortune which you are creating is that which you will receive in the future. Are you moving along whilst seeing yourselves as the stars of these elevated fortunes? When you do not consider yourselves to be the divine stars, then neither do these two stars stay in your awareness. So, constantly keep the form of the Trimurti stars in your consciousness. The stars have a connection with the sun and the moon. They have a connection with the sun in an incognito way and in a revealed way with the moon. In the same way, with whom do you living stars have a practical relationship? You have it with the moon, do you not? The sun of knowledge is incognito anyway. However, in the corporeal form, in a revealed form, you have a connection with the senior mother. So, you must continually consider yourselves to be stars. Just as stars have a connection with the sun and the moon, in the same way, you should always have a relationship with Bap Dada. Just as stars are sparkling, in the same way, constantly remain stable in your form of light. Stars stay together within a gathering and are always loving and cooperative with one another. These stars are a memorial of you living stars. So, have you become such elevated stars? Have the living forms and the images both become equal? While seeing the memorials of your various forms and tasks, do you think that this is the image of myself, the living form? Has the difference between the living form and the image finished? Or are you still coming close to that? Whilst being amongst themselves, do the stars remain distant to one another in their love and cooperation? Have all of you never had a seminar? You have had many seminars of giving messages. What seminar still remains? What is the aim of the final seminar? You relate your aim to everyone before the seminar takes place. So, what is the aim of the final seminar? Have you fixed a date for that? Just as you fix dates for other seminars, in the same way, have you fixed this? All of you have to have this seminar together. There is an image of that final seminar of yours. You have to put the image that has been remembered into a practical form. There is also an image of everyone's love, cooperation, and constant stage. A finger is shown lifting a mountain. The finger is shown absolutely straight. If it were bent in any way, there would be instability. It is straight and stable. That symbol is shown in this form. Similarly, you have to keep your effort completely straight. Where the path bends every now and again, that is, when the intellect stumbles here or there, that should finish and you should stabilize yourself in a constant stage. Are you making such effort? Are you yourselves content with your effort? Or is it just as you tell bhagats that their desire is elevated, but because they lack the power, they are not able to do what they want? In the same way, you wish to become that elevated, your desire is elevated, and yet your effort is lacking. Then, on the basis of your contentment, your aim seems very distant. What would you call that? A greatly knowledgeable soul? You call yourselves the children of the Almighty Authority, yet, even after becoming His children, do you not have any power within yourselves? People are able to do whatever they want. You believe this, do you not? So, in terms of being Master Almighty Authorities, are you not able to do whatever you want and think? Can you not put that final stage of yours in a practical form? Or is it because it is the final stage that it will happen at the end? Do not ever think that this is what is meant by the final stage, that the stage would be created at the end. However, it is when you put that complete stage into a practical form that you will be able to reach the final stage at the end. If you do not continue to bring that final stage close to you from now, then it will remain distant and you will not be able to attain it. This is why you must now take a jump in your effort. Whilst moving along, there is a lack of percentage in your effort. This is why you are now on the stage of making effort. So, whilst being on the stage, make up that percentage. A lot of percentage is lacking. You are number-wise in the main subject of remembrance, but together with the stage, the percentage of remembrance you should have is still lacking. This is why the influence that there should be is not so visible. Unless you increase the percentage, you cannot spread the influence. In order to spread that, you need a percentage. Just like light bulbs, there is light in each one, but according to the percentage of the light, that is, the wattage, it will spread that far. So, you have become bulbs, but you do not yet have the percentage of light that there should be. Now, increase that. You were also told earlier that one is light, next is a searchlight, and the third is a lighthouse. There is a variety of stages. You have become light, but now become a lighthouse and spread light in all four directions and dispel the darkness. Enable everyone to attain so much light that they are able to see themselves. At present, they are not even able to see their own selves. When there is a lot of darkness, they are neither able to see themselves nor others. So, become such lighthouses that everyone is able to see himself. Just as a mirror is able to give a vision of the self to anyone who stands in front of it, have you become such mirrors? If all of you were to become mirrors and begin to carry out your task, then would souls in all four directions not receive a vision of themselves? When anyone has a vision, he definitely lets out a cry of happiness through his lips. You have become such mirrors, have you not? Throughout the day, how many do you enable to have a vision of their own selves? Whoever comes in front of you, are they able to have a vision? If the mirror is not powerful, then they see another form instead of the real form. Someone may be thin, but be seen as very fat. So, become such powerful mirrors that you can enable everyone to have a vision of their own selves. That is, as soon as they come in front of you, they forget their body and stabilize themselves in their bodiless form. In fact, this is the true service and the true success of service. Achha. To those who are constantly the embodiment of success, to those who constantly have a seminar to harmonize their sanskars, to the divine stars who bring their perfect stage clothes, to the stars of Bap Dada's eyes, to those who awaken the stars of fortune, love, remembrances, and namaste. Om Shanti.